If you could only take one thing away from set and keep it with you from Stranger Things, what would it be?
I would say Joyce's car.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, I'll do that one.
No, it's my car.
Well, we'll share it.
Hi, nice to meet you all.
Hey,
hi.
Hi, Grace.
After these 5 seasons, how would you like audiences to remember your character?
For Will, I feel like a lot of people, myself included, associate Will with fear, and we always associate fear with weakness. But I hope that people see the fear and not just that, but that he's overcome so much and pushed through that fear, the stronger than ever, and not remembered for his weakness, but for his strength through that.
Yeah. She's a superhero. Seeing a 6 or 7 year old dress up as 11 and wanna, you know, have superpowers and feel super powerful and empowered. Like, that means the world to me. If I can give young people a sense of strength, then, you know, that is what I think I want Elle to be known for.
So Stranger Things has always been about facing monsters, including metaphorical ones. What is the biggest monster that you feel your character has learned to face since the show began?
I think the fear that if the people you loved really knew you, then they wouldn't love you.
Yeah.
Seeking approval from other people.
Mm-hmm.
For Nancy, I mean, there's a lot of like other people telling what you can't do. I think there's some believing in yourself and your story and your gut and your intuition, what you know to be right.
Yeah. I think like in the very beginning of the show, if I go all the way back to season 1, there was like, you know, Jonathan kind of probably felt pretty invisible. You know, and it took this event, and then, like, you know, I don't think Nancy and Jonathan would have ever been brought together, and, you know, this didn't bring them together, and I think, you know, she made him feel seen.
Was there a moment in season 5, you know, when you realized just how much your character has grown, and how did that hit you personally, especially as you start to close off this chapter of your identity?
In the new season, we get to work with a new set of kids, and kind of watching them helped me, and I know you too, reflect on like, whoa, we came so far, I feel like. Mm. We've grown so much, and getting to see like the magic that they have with each other just reminded me to keep that in my performances with other characters.
Mm. Yeah, it was very emotional and very surreal. We've been so lucky to play these characters for such a long time, and we went back into this last season with a lot of competence and power and determination to make sure that we could land the plane for everyone. And yeah, I'm very proud of what we've accomplished.
Even though Stranger Things is heavy in nostalgia, it's set in the 1980s, which parts of the show from season 1 through 5 do you feel best captures the real world that we live in?
I kind of feel like that's part of what made the show successful in the first place, is they took this genre that was kind of really known for this one thing and these certain types of character tropes and arcs, and they really turned those things on their head. I know for my own character they did that, and I think that's why it resonated with people. And it's a show about people feeling like, I guess, maybe outcasts or excluded, and all sorts of different people feeling that way, and how through that you can kind of come together.
If you could keep just one item from the set of Stranger Things, what would it be?
Probably you guys.
Yeah.
I'd take these guys home.
Oh yeah, Thieves' car.
Oh yeah. Ooh. We all kind of want dibs on that car. It's pretty nice.
Like, I would just take the whole set.
I would say Joyce's car.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, I'll do that one.
No, it's my car.
Well, we'll share it.
You die, I die. This whole time, everything we have ever assumed about the Upside Down has been dead wrong. After what we've been through, this thing, it ties us together. Forever.
It is time.